Well, I wonder what it's like to have a broken finger and everyone wants to talk about your finger. Michael Barlow, wherever he's going, people have been pointing the finger.
Pull your finger out, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Good morning, guys. Good to have you back.
Yeah, nice to be back. How is the finger, mate?
Yeah, it's really good, actually. So, what is it now? It's about 2 weeks since I broke it.
Mm-hmm.
The first week it was pretty sore and stiff and tender, but kind of within 24 or 48 hours over last weekend, really, it kind of just really improved significantly, and I've nearly got kind of full movement and full range in it, mm-hmm. and trialled it pretty significantly yesterday at training and got through all that, so I'll be right to go tomorrow night.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, word is from Geelong that Patrick Dangerfield has not been able to sleep this week.
Why would that be?
Well, because he knows that the in-form run-with player, Michael Barlow, awaits him when he gets to Perth tomorrow night.
I don't know if that's a given thing.
Well, would you like the challenge? Given you've been playing that role and he's considered the best player in the comp this year, why not give it a crack, eh?
Yeah, I've enjoyed all the challenge I've been given thus far. So, again, as I've said to you guys over this little period I've been doing the role, that I'll take it on any challenge that's given to me, and I just love playing for the team. So, they don't get any bigger than Patrick Dangerfield, do they? So, if he's not sleeping, imagine how much sleep I'd be getting.
Hey, mate, the coach said during the week that Sandy and Michael Johnson look like they'll play again this season, and they're back on the training track. How do they look?
Yeah, Jono joined in training yesterday, and Aaron, I think, is not too far away. So they've been doing a lot of conditioning and all that kind of stuff. So now it's just a bit of football specific stuff and getting involved with the group. So hopefully they're not too far away, because as we know, they'd be great to have back in the side and get them back in and build towards next year.
Team hasn't been brilliant the last couple of weeks, and Friday night, it's a bit of a myth with Friday night, but in other ways it's not a myth. It is the big stage because the whole country watches, because it's the only game on at that time. I mean, your boys wouldn't want to embarrass themselves, would they? And I know they wouldn't go out intentionally for that, but you wouldn't want to get blown away on Friday night, would you?
Oh, you're right, yeah. No, with the reference to the Friday night football, Ross does allude to it, and we do talk about it and acknowledge it as a really big stage and the biggest of the week, essentially. So we played Collingwood a few weeks ago and really let ourselves down. And Geelong will be coming over off the back of 3 losses with a point to prove. But we're really focused on our football. And you're right, we want to make a really good account of ourselves and get the chocolates. So we'll be going out there to win and compete, and not to protect anything or look after our own backyards. It's going to be fully fledged, and we're in it to win it.
Any surprise ins?
Not sure. Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue. We haven't had our team meeting or picked the squad yet, so I don't even know if I'm in the 25. But I've spoken
are,
pretty confidently this morning.
You're in.
You'll be there, mate.
Hopefully, Ross is listening. And
Danger's looking forward to meeting you again, Michael. Good to have you back.
Thanks, guys.
And
good on you, Mickey. Yeah, good luck against Patrick.
Kick a magic goal or two.